This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. Hockenberry is on the West Coast this week, and he's working on our series, Power Trip. It's an in-depth look at the future of energy. And we want to know, what questions do you have about energy sources? What parts of the new infrastructure don't you understand? And are you finding it easy to save energy, or are you frustrated? We want to hear your story at 8778-MYTAKE or MYTAKE at thetakeaway.org. And to launch our series, today with us is energy expert Gary Golden. He is the editor of the blog, The Energy Roadmap. So good morning and welcome to you.
Good morning.
The world is going to double its energy consumption by 2030. What is that going to mean in terms of the urgency of renewable energy?
It means that we have to begin quickly. We must begin now. So, again, we need to recognize that the transition is going to take several decades to unfold. So in order to meet those demands of providing new, cleaner sources of energy, we need to start building today.
We hear things like that all the time, renewable energy. But Gary, what can we do in our everyday lives, and how do we not get overwhelmed by the fact that we need to do something?
Well, I think there is something to be said about recognizing what can be done by a consumer versus what can be done by the industry or industries and the government. And I think that if we're looking for the greatest return on our investment, it's going to come at changing how industries and large sectors operate.
Give us an example.
Well, I think changing the automobile industry is a fantastic example. The electrification of the automobile industry is something that is driven both by consumer demand, but also from government policies.
So me as a consumer can help the auto industry be more efficient if I buy more fuel-efficient cars.
Correct.
And then the role of the government would be in the instance of the automotive industry.
Correct. And they would, you know, enable the transition, so they would provide funding for energy storage and, you know, provide the infrastructure to make that transition.
I can't get over the rate of change that we are supposed to expect. I mean, exponentially, it seems like things have been the same in terms of our energy consumption for decades and decades and decades. And now, flip the switch, we're supposed to change fast.
Correct. So we're going to add 3 billion more people to the planet over the next several decades. So each individual is going to consume energy. So we're really chasing the population curve at this point.
But in terms of just my everyday life, because I get stuck on that sometimes, what can I do? It's light bulbs, right? I could be more efficient in my home.
Isn't it like what your dad used to say when you were a kid? Turn that light off.
Turn that light off. Use less water. I mean, what are the measurable things that may not change the world but certainly will help?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, I think the best thing would be to raise a scientist, to raise a technologist, someone that can actually build in system-wide change. There is a limitation to what consumers can do in terms of improving their energy consumption. There's room to improve, but there are limits as well.
And so government and private industry are really going to have to step up to the plate. Gary Golden, thank you.
Thank you.
Gary Golden is the editor of the blog, The Energy Roadmap, and he's going to be answering your questions all day and all week on thetakeaway.org. What kinds of energy are out there? What kinds of things can you do in your community? What kinds of things should government and private industry be doing to make our country more fuel efficient? Thetakeaway.org, your questions to Gary Golden, an energy expert.